Dr. Davidson. Yes, when we came here, you know where the Dutch Inn is? Well, that's where Davidson's house was. There was an old brown house there. And that's where the Davidsons lived. And he had two sons, I think, in the war. I believe they got killed. Oh, he was a funny doctor. It's funny, later years when I came back here, I was over at the on Memorial there at that place for a month because we had water trouble here. And this one day somebody said to me, "Well, this gentleman's looking for Helen Eggersman." So I didn't know who it was. He shook hands with me. He said, "I was told that you knew my father, my grandfather, Davidson." I said, "Oh yes, he had a brown house down on the corner there." He said, "Well, I'm his grandson," he said, "and I was just traveling through, and I wondered if you could tell me, was he a good doctor?" I said, "Well, I suppose I don't know much about doctors." But he laughed. So I guess he hadn't been a very. I know he stitched this. I had a cut right here. And he stitched it up with a chip in it. I was undoing a dryer. You know, these dryers, and they're on a.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And whoever packed it, they pushed the hood down and then turned this thing. So when I undid it, I took the dryer out and then I thought, "Oh, I'll undo this." So, and all of a sudden, this thing flew up and cut me here. If it had gone here, it'd have gone right through my head, I guess. So I thought, "Oh dear, I'll have to go down and have it stitched, I guess." So I went down to Dr. Davidson, and the first thing he said, "Oh, would you like a cigarette?" I said, "Oh, I never smoke." And I don't know, he wiped it out with something, and then he put three or four stitches in it, you see, and a thing on it. So I thought, this thing isn't getting any better. And I took the dressing off and looked in the mirror, and it was all swollen up. And I thought, well, that doesn't look right. So I started bathing it with hot cloths, and opened it up where the stitches were in. And I looked in the mirror, and I could see a chip, a rusty chip that had come off the. This round post, metal post, that was. So I sterilized a pair of tweezers, and I got the glass, and I got hold of it and pulled it out, and then I put some peroxide on it and another thing on it, and I finally got it healed up. But there's still a dent in there, in that bone, that it hit it, you see, in there. So I don't know where he must have lived on the island somewhere, I guess. I don't know.
But I understand he didn't practice for that long on, in Qualicum Beach. Shortly after, there was another doctor. So
Oh yes,
do you know why he left?
well, he was getting old, I think, and they must have moved away somewhere. And when I came back, the Dutch Inn was here. So they must have taken that building down, the old house, and put up the Dutch Inn then, that building.